Monday, August 2nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. When asked how our crops were here in northwest Iowa last week, my answer was on the edge. Given our lack of subsoil moisture reserves, that is where our crop has spent most of the time this summer. Light ground here had gone over the cliff with condition collapsing a week ago. We have heavy ground, and as a general rule, we have 2 weeks after the light ground gives up for ours to go over the edge. That would have happened this week were not for another shot of some saving rain last Friday. My soybeans got 1.4 inches, which should buy them another week. Those that missed the weekend rain will see crop condition ratings plunge this week. Rainfall amounts have been extremely variable within whatever parameter that you compare them, a region, state, county, or even from one side of the farm to another. Last year in mid-July, I believe that we still had full yield potential. Then it stopped raining. Subsoil moisture reserves and fewer stress degree days than this year had gotten us to this point last year okay. I have a 225 bushel per acre APH and was thinking the crop at this time last year had 240 bushel per acre yield potential. As noted, the subsoil moisture ran out and the rain stopped. Crops literally died right before our eyes. The abrupt flash drought took 50 bushel per acre off my corn yield potential by harvest. This year there was too much crop stress in June, many more stress degree days, and we have again depleted our subsoil moisture reserves. This description encompasses the condition in about a third of the corn belt, and there is another third of the corn belt where they need more rain in order to finish their crops. We are totally dependent going forward on what rain falls from the sky to meet our crop needs. We need 1.5 inches every week in August to properly water the crops. USDA crop condition ratings the week of the August crop report in 2020 were 71% good to excellent for corn and 74% good to excellent for soybeans. The August crop report farmer survey for yields taken at the end of July last year was 181.8 bushel per acre for corn and 53.3 bushel per acre for soybeans, both of which were out of reality by the time that the August report was actually released. Last week, corn good to excellent ratings were 64% and soybeans were 58% with a 1-3% further deterioration expected in this week's update. That backs up my contention that our crops are not as good this year as last, so why is the trade expecting higher yields? By the January annual report, the 2020 corn yield was 172 and soybeans 50.2 bushel per acre. Like last year at this time, crop condition would appear to be deteriorating. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The threshold for accumulated stress degree days damaging corn yields is 140. The Iowa State University MesoNet tracks accumulation, and after the recent heat wave, most all reporting points in western Iowa are above the threshold 140. Ironically, the highest accumulated SDDs for any reporting station in Iowa is the one closest to our farms near Spencer, at 229 SDDs as of July 30th. 86 degrees is the threshold for counting SDDs. The temperature is forecast to heat up again later this week into the 90s, so still more SDDs will be added to the total. In our experience, years in which harvest yields were better than expected, we had cool summers. That has not been the case for the Northwest Corn Belt in 2021. Will the Eastern Corn Belt average up the crop? There will be some record yields found someplace in the Eastern Corn Belt, but too many got too much rain where top yields were drowned in Illinois and the Delta. I'm not a fan of farmer surveys for the August crop report yields. Frankly, as noted, my corn yield fell 50 bushel per acre last year from where I thought the potential was in late July. Attempting to estimate yields from a farmer survey done in late July is frankly a fool's errand. I would have no idea what to put down for my yield for 2021 corn and soybean crops at this time. What we do know is that crop condition ratings are well under last year's. The trend in those condition ratings is lower. And given the absence of any soil moisture reserve, there's nothing in the weather forecast that would appear to change that. I have no confidence that farmers can produce a relevant yield estimate for their crops in the August report. USDA has reportedly made some changes to their methodology for the August report, including more input than just the farmer survey. We'll soon see the result. Years that when the trend for production is lower are not years to forward price grain. We've been last year's crop and will do so again this fall. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.